This is part two of the shir. Part one was who aren't you allowed to invite to a gemach chasna. We described then a gemach chasna is where you're borrowing money to make the chasna because you can't afford it. So the answer was you're not allowed to invite the malva, the person who lent you the money. It's from a ribis dvorim. Basically, what's happened is that the halacha of ribis is if you lend money, if you lend money to somebody, you cannot have any hanof from them. And if you get invited to the chasna, what's going to happen is you're going to get paid back your, let's say, £5,000, and you're going to get a meal as well for the chasna. So therefore, you have a problem because you're going to get back £5,000 plus a meal. That would be a problem of ribis.
Now,
there is many different shas. When it comes to ribis, there are a few heterim. One heter is rogil. If a person is rogil, let's say for example, I always give some lip to shul every morning. So if the person lends me, £1,000 for the wedding, £5,000 for the wedding, I'm going to make a wedding in a few weeks. Any volunteers? Just get that in. You're all invited. No one's invited. That way I can get the money. So if someone's rogil, I always give the person a lift. I'm allowed to carry on giving the lift, even if he lends me the money, because then the lift, that I'm giving a service, but I'm doing it anyway, so therefore it's not connected at all to the loan. No connection at all to the loan, therefore there would be a heter of rogil. Someone just rogil is okay. For example, let's say a person borrows money from his father, right? And they can invite father to the wedding? Well, yeah, because his father comes to the wedding anyway. It's a rogil matzav. It's nothing to do with the loan. Therefore, it would be mutter. That's one heter. A second heter is if it's muflug mucheres. That means if the loan had been paid back, and it's very long after the loan is over, then you can also give a present if it's not connected to the halva. I'm allowed to give shlachmonos to somebody 6 months after the debt paid back because it's no cash in the loan. I give shlachmonos to people anyway. There's no special connection between the halva and the shlachmonos. That would be okay. How long do they have to be? Muflig is a big shayl. It's a very, very subjective situation. It would depend on the amount of the halva, the situation, the malva, the loiva, what's normal in town. If we go through certain cases, you'll see how it breaks down. There is a problem with a wedding. Although rogil is a heter generally, if I'm rogil to do something, I'm allowed to carry on doing that behavior. But there is a second problem of maris ayin. Maris ayin comes in where even if there's no ribis problem be'etzem, because it's rogil, but if it's something which is befarhesia, something which is a public thing, then there's a problem of ribis, even if there's rogil involved. For example, the halacha says you can't live in his house. Living in someone's house is a problem even if it's rogil. And it means, if let's say I always use someone's house, every summer I use someone's summer house, I stay there. And one time he lends me money, I can't go into the house the following year if I own the money. Because even though it's rogil, but because it's befarhesia, something public, there's a maris ayin problem involved. Because people don't necessarily know about the rogil. If people don't know about the rogil, then people think, why is he staying in his house? Oh, he lent him the money. Ribis problem. So anything that's befarhes you, you have a problem. Rogil does not help. The place came a light plug in a private loan. It could be a mortgage site, and they say that everyone knew about loans because stores were hard to come by, and therefore everything went through the transcribe and everyone knew who was borrowing money from who. That is a svara, but it's not, the poskim are not machalik like that. They say it's a loy pluk. The Baal Chazal tell us that you have a problem of dorab v'hesia, then malvan aloy, but we will not allow you to do something even rogil. Therefore, you have a problem. If it's rogil, you have a problem. Even rogil will not be a heter by dorab v'hesia. Rogil is not a problem by dorab v'hesia. Now, there's a shaila, is a wedding called a dorab v'hesia because it's on public show. So, and as promised, you come into a public place, and therefore the fact that it's a rogil now,
Because of Mefrahesia, so therefore, even if the loan is already paid back, but because of Mefrahesia, it might be a problem with Marasayin. Why is he by the wedding? Because he lent him money. So even if it's paid back already, it could be a problem. Because one of the heters of Heterim of after the loan is already paid back, Mefrahesia is a problem on that. Berubis Mucheres. That means once a loan is paid back, it's much easier. Rog is definitely a heter. Anything not Mefrahesia is a heter as well. If something's not Mefrahesia and it's not Mefrahesia, for example, let's say someone gave me money, I paid him back. Am I allowed to send them a shlach monos? The answer is yes, I am allowed to send them a shlach monos. Why? Because I send people shlach monos anyway. It's not necessarily connected to the loan. Because it's not necessarily connected to the loan, even if I have, because again, ribus mucheres is after the loan is paid back already. Before that I paid back, it's much more chum, much stricter. Where it's ready after the loan has been paid back already, if it's ready to be paid back already, then if I say, I'm giving you a present because you're so nice to give me a halva. Oh. That's awesome. If it's a matana meruba, I'm giving you an extra huge shlach monos. It's like, you don't do that to normal people. Well, that's right, like, that's ki'ilu mefarsh. That's like, I'm saying it's because of the halva I'm giving you this present. That would be awesome. If, however, it's not necessarily, I give shlach monos, he gets rid of shlach monos. So, it's not necessarily connected to the loan. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it through the Cheres, even without Rogil, because that's like every other person.
So the wedding is the same. Like,
but the problem with the wedding is, because of Befrahesia, so therefore it's like Matona Maruba has the same Gedorim. And therefore, there's a debate if a wedding is called Befrahesia or not, could be problematic. Now, the Cheres, if, again, people will look at this person and say, well, I have many guests by the wedding, and he's one of the other guests, so it would take away the Befrahesia. But let's say I'm a Chassidish, and all my guests are Chassidim, and I have some Litvish guy there, more than guy, who lent me the money, that could sort of come, why is he there? Again, both sides are Chassidish. Okay, they both guys make a Gemach Chasna, so everyone's a loyver, right? So, whatever, so again, when you have that, you have a problem that maybe there is a problem with a Hesed by a wedding. The Chelkas B'yomim brings down Nichum Aveilim. Nichum Aveilim is a problem in Sahalva if you're not Rogil. For example, let's say someone lent me money. I don't have much cash with the fellow, but someone, I have a friend, I told my friend I need to borrow £5,000 making a wedding. He says, listen, I can't help you, but I know so-and-so, I'll put a good word into you. And he says, okay, I don't know who you are, but give me the loan, £5,000. Let's say I had a co-signer on to make sure it's secure. The fellow, Rahman Loilen, sits Shiva. To go to the Nichum Aveilim is very, very sure. Why are you going? But the problem is, I'm only going to the Ribbis. I'm going because he lent me the money. So that means he's getting back the £5,000 plus a Nichum Aveilim visit. So the Chore could be a problem. So again, if it's a situation where I would maybe go anyway, you have the Heter of Rogil. Nichum Aveilim is not called Befrahesia. But where it's a problem with Befrahesia, like something which is more public, to borrow someone's car, the Chore is over Befrahesia. Living in someone's house with Befrahesia. These are problems, and therefore the Heter of Rogil, something which I would do normally anyway, is a problem. The exception is where it's clear it's not connected with the, it's not connected with the halva. For example, they might appear into a wedding, right? Let's say, to give a grandfather Santa Claus. The grandfather lent me money, can I give him Santa Claus? Well, the answer is yes, because I'm giving Santa Claus, he's a grandfather, nothing to do with the loan.
Can you tell him afterwards, I'm sorry I didn't come to your show and ask him
to this a very big shy. The shy is like this. We have a shy like this. If let's say, I don't invite him out to the chasna. I don't invite him, right? I came to share. Let's say, be'em tzalvo, make it wachomer. I borrowed the money, £5,000 to make the wedding. Again, the third party, I'm not so close to the fellow. He finds out making a wedding, he says, no, you're inviting me. So I say to him, I'm really sorry, you know, but the problem, you know, that you can't do. You can't be machnia to somebody, the choir, because of all, like, why being nice to the fellow? I'm an apologist. I can't invite you because the Torah says it's an end of story. I can say it nicely. But the problem is, do you want me to be an apologist? Like, what do you want me to do? The Torah says it's an ulcer. Like, so I'm apologizing for the Torah. Like, what am I doing? So what you could do is a very suggestion. Listen, I'll make a convenience with the fellow. We'll sit down, we'll learn Hilchot Shabbos with him. Let's learn. There's halacha. Osir halacha yud says osir loy lelamed es hamalve. You can't sit down and learn Torah with the malve. I can't make a gevias kabusa with the malve if I would have done normally otherwise. You can't do any favor. You can't get anything extra back because of the halva. And if you would not have the kabusa shap otherwise, you can't do it. Be'emtsa halva. Once halva is paid back, you can do it. Be'emtsa halva, you can't do it. Says Vater. Oyev Benoi. You can't even learn with his son. In other words, if the I can't learn with the son is a favor to the Malva. So let's say the Rebbe, boy, the Rebbe's making a chassid, he calls one of the father parents in the class, and they can borrow money, 5,000 matrasna, you can borrow the money, 5,000 matrasna. Grad, my son's struggling a bit. Would you have a bit of time maybe to, you know, you can't do that. You can't do it. No. There's a shayla, paying. This paying help. There's an interesting story. Minchas Yitzchak has a shayla, as there was a loiva was in shul, and he bought his malva an aliyah. So the malva got called up, the malva was walking up to the bima, and he realizes, one second, he bought me aliyah. That's ribbis. That you can't do. You can't buy your malva an aliyah unless it's rogi, that's something you do, unless, and rogi won't help you because prefer hesia. So he's walking up to him, what's he going to do? Like, he can't take the aliyah. So he had to have him, so the malva had in mind, on the way up to the bima, I'm going to pay the loiver what I pay for the liya, so I'm not nene. And that was the eitzah. He called Minach Yitzchak the eitzah, but he had the Minach Yitzchak. It was a good eitzah attack. It worked. Right? Because what's he going to do? He can't not do the liya because I'm a vayish yanim. So he's really stuck. But basically, if I got his money back for the liya. But paying does mean I'm not getting the hanot anymore. So, get back to Gemach Chasna. If I go to Gemach Chasna, I'll pay for my meal, the chore, that will help to a degree. However, be'emtza halva, it's not so straightforward, because apart from ribis moment, there's also ribis devarim problem. Ribis devarim, again, it's like the nechma, you're getting a hanok. I'm getting a hanok. So, if, what happening over here is, if the malva's having a chasna, and the levy comes, wouldn't come normally, and he comes to the wedding, one second, another round, the levy's making the wedding. The levy's making the wedding. So if he might the malva for the free meal, that's a problem of Ribi's moment. If the malva comes just to the dancing, that's not a problem. Why? Right? Because like, what's the malva getting for it? Music? Sure. Big deal. There's not, he's not paying for it. It's a public forum. The malva's not getting anything. Now if the loiva starts taking him into the middle and making a whole fuss over him, that's really problematic. Because like, why making a fuss? Why giving this extra covet? But for him just to come to the dancing, it wouldn't be any problem. No, because a shiva house is, I am giving the malva a benefit. Because the malva is getting a nechama, he wouldn't have otherwise. The malva wants to come to the wedding. Because I'm not giving anything, because the loiv is not giving me anything altogether, because it's an open house. So he's coming in anyway. So I'm not giving me anything altogether. No, if I come to shiva house, I'm giving him a nechama. No, who's him? Who's Simcha? The Malva can give the Loiva Simcha. The Loiva can't give the Malva anything. There's no problem for the Malva dancing nicely for the Loiva. That's fine. The Malva can dance with it. But the Loiva can't bring him into the giving of extra covet.
So you can't wish him Mazel
Tov? No, the Malva can do whatever he wants. The Malva is allowed to wish the Loiva Mazel Tov. The Loiva, if the Malva's making the wedding, other way around. Let's say my Malva's making a wedding. Then the Loiva has a problem. Because, for example, let's say the Malva's the Baal boss. The Loiva's Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva, he borrowed money. Right? So if the loiva comes to the wedding, that's a big cover for the malva. So that's the problem. So if the loiva comes, the loiva is Rosh Hashiva, and he comes to the wedding with his whole entourage, well, the malva is like $1 million. Right? This is great. Rosh Hashiva's here. Well, thank you so much, Rosh Hashiva. All his guests see Rosh Hashiva's there, like, why'd you get this hanok? Because I lent him the money. Well, that's a problem. You lend some money, you have a problem, you can't do it. Paying would get out the problem, the chora. Someone told me the following story that happened last night in town. He was by his shver, and he wanted to borrow money. So he said to shver, you know, I need to borrow £5,000. I'm making a wedding, sorry, but he wants to buy £1,000, whatever. So shver said to him, okay, no problem. He says, Grada, I need you to fill in these forms. I'm trying to do some forms, paperwork on the table, part of his business. Can you fill it in for me? So the loiva says, or the would-be boy says, no, I can't. Because why not? Because you're going to lend me money, that would be ribbis. Because you're going to get me to fill in the forms as well, and also, I'm going to get your money back. Now, Hirogil helps, but you can't be cash it to the halva. If you're connected to the halva, it's much worse. I will lend you the money if you fill in the forms. That's ribbis kitsutsa. That's ribbis kitsutsa. He said it was ribbis kitsutsa. Kitzutza. That's almost Rumi's Kitzutza. It's a called Shiva Deraisa. Much more common. If when I lend the money, it's an open Alvar, £1,000 back, and afterwards you have all these Shiva Rumi's Tavorim, okay, then we want to pay it wrong at that time. But if I say, I'm lending the money if you're going to do the forms, and that's the format it was in, he said, I can't do it. No, not for the Alvar, no. I can't do it. So now he has a Shiva like this. So now he said, well, you know what I can do? I could maybe charge my share to do the forms. So I tell my share, listen, I'll do the forms for you, but I have to charge the going rate. I can't even get any cheaper. Because again, why do I do it cheaper?
The case
was the share was the malva.
The share never did it conditionally. The share just said, oh, what's he here?
He was the cash to the halva.
And you said if. You said
what? I get bit. It was the way the story told me it was the share said basically, you know, you'll do it.
It's almost. I'll
lend it to you on condition. Yeah. So basically, it was the offer, you know, I'll give you the money, but you know, you're here, let's do the fair forms.
Why are you here? That's it.
Again,
if
Bishas Halva as well, even if Bishas Halva, it's also problematic because it's always saying marriage is also a problem. When it comes to paying back as well, if I pay you back and give you a cake at the same time, that could be good. Again, that's much worse than separate to the Halva because it's the same time. Always saying marriage. Again, this is how this woman was told to me. Problematic because, you know, when we're paying help, but the problem is this cell doesn't fill in the forms of people normally. So, how am I going to charge it? And forget, another problem like this. Normally he would do it for free. He would normally do it for free for his share. He's filling the forms, have to do it. But because the share has been cashed to the law, it's much worse. So now, can he charge him for it?
Can the share tell him, okay, I can't lend you the money then?
Yeah? Yeah, no, Kanama. Yeah, he could do. But he can't play a game with it, though. Problem is, he can't play a game. But he needs the money, though. He needs the money. It's fair. Again, that's Rebus Mukdemis. Tanai is a problem. You can't do a Tanai. Once you connect anything extra with Alvar, you have a problem.
If the Malva dies, can you bring back home
Yeah, because he's not learning from it. He wasn't learning from it. Again, he's not learning. It's not a problem. What else do we have? Gemachah. Oh yeah. So if you pay for the wedding, if you pay for your meal, that would be again. So again, if let's say the Malva is making, if the Loiv is making the wedding, it's a Gemach wedding. The Loiv making the wedding. The Malva comes and pays for his meal. That would be a solution. So you say you give them have an invitation with the bill or whatever.
Nobody knows that he's paid for his meal.
Yeah, because once he's paying, it's only Ribbis Dvorim problem. Ribbis Dvorim doesn't have the problem anymore with Befahesia. Befahesia problem with Ribbis Mormon. It's not Ribbis Mormon anymore. That's taken care of the Mara science. Therefore, there's no problem with Ribbis Dvorim.
He says he's giving a fiver for the meal. Did he say that too?
No, he can't give it cheaper. You can't give a break for the Hanok, because you get £20, whatever, £25 for the meal, so you got to pay £25, that's all you got. I'm going to have you can't get for £5. If the Malva gives it, they might not straightforward because he's getting Hanok from the Loiva and paying the Chosn and Kala. So that might not necessarily help because the Hanok would have to go to pay the Loiva back for the Hanok. Faket's a problem as well. If the Malva is making a wedding and the Loiva is a Choshu person and there's Hanok for the Malva by coming, it's also a problem as well because he gets that Hanok. Same problem as well, also comes with the, you may have heard the problem saying, Yashikoyach for Halva, Mishaberach giving Aliyah, all these things are Ribbis Dvorim problems. Saying thank you is a very, very disputed topic. Can you say thank you for the Halva? Someone else in the mic, can I say thank you? Not, Rav Moshe says, saying Toida is awesome. Moshe Feinstein, Igus. Moshe says, you cannot say Toida, thank you for the Halva. Because, why am I saying thank you? Like, what am I saying thank you for? My problem is that you're not a mensch. Yeah. So in Minchas Shloime does write about it. It's unclear. There are two defusim in Minchas Shloime. If you look in the footnote, they have one thing going from Rav Shloime Zalman where he says it's mutter, and then the footnote says it's also. Very, very grey area. One way around it is the following, that we said if you pay, it's fine. So if, for example, now the loiva thanks him profusely very much and gives him brachas. If the malbeth says back to him, yeah, you too, the shechas should go very well, a brachas, the couple should have a happy life together. So therefore, the brachas love is given, the malbeth is giving him back the same thing, so it takes away the mitigates hanor that way. It solved the problem. But if you can mitigate the hanor with a counter from the malbeth, that does solve the problem. If it's feasible, it's not always feasible, but you should be aware that Ribbis Dwarim is a serious problem. The Shulchan Aruch does say that a person wants to make sure he gets up by Tchias Meisim, be very Zohir in Hilchos Ribbis Dwarim time. Very complicated.